Well, hello there. How are you? Thank you for joining me. Welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and this is another episode of 26 Habits, and it's time for a new one, which means, what to do. Well, this habit actually comes directly from the Facebook group for the podcast, and it's about spending, or more precisely, I should say, not spending. So there's been quite a lot of discussion in the Facebook group recently about the various habits. And I was saying, you know, is there anything you really want me to cover in these next 10 habits? Because we're coming to the point where we've got a limited number left, and I want to make sure that they're ones that you want me to tackle. And somebody mentioned in a post that they were on a spending freeze, and it piqued my interest, and I thought, well, that's interesting. And then someone else actually requested a habit that involved not spending anything for a fortnight. And I sort of looked at it and thought, is that even possible? Now, obviously, the caveat here is if it's on direct debit or standing order and is essential, like utilities, groceries, or keeping a roof over one's head, then it's fine. But it's more about the sort of day-to-day spending. Like if it's a coffee on the way to work, even if it's in my Stojo or my Keep Cup, or it's a sandwich between meetings, or it's, you know, why am I going to coffee again? I was about to say, if it's a nice coffee in the afternoon, it's because it's a heat wave in London, my friends. It's 37 degrees in London today, and I'm anticipating a nice coffee in my future. But the habit hasn't started yet, so we're good. But it means I'll have to think a lot more about my day, my week, and plan ahead, because the very nature about a lot of my spending, and I'm sure a lot of yours, is it's about responding in the moment to a need that maybe you didn't realise you had. Now, that could be with me. Every time I go into a clothes shop, I think I need that grey mole t-shirt / white t-shirt / black t-shirt. It's just something that happens. And it's about those sort of little bits, those little few pounds here, few pounds there, that build up. And they're always things, they're always little pockets of money that you spend when you're just sort of in the moment, or you're on the way somewhere, or, and it's a bit of a pick me up, and it's kind of taking that out of it. So after the 26 habits, where I whittled down my wardrobe to 33 items and replaced tatty high street buyers with better quality ones, I'm no longer on the hunt for clothes. So there is no need for me to browse clothes shops when I have a few minutes and buy those t-shirts. Also, side note, I was with my friend Charlotte yesterday, who I hadn't seen for months because she's been overseas for ages. And she was asking me about the wardrobe clear out because she's been listening to the podcast. And when I was telling her about how brilliant it has been, I got ever so slightly emotional, because not only am I not buying every single white, grey marl and black t-shirt I see, but every morning when I go to my wardrobe and open the doors, it's neat, it's organised, and it's really simple. Even the thing of going through all of my clothes and realising, actually, Emma, on pretty much a daily basis, you live in jeans and t-shirts. That has made my life so much easier, because I'm not now buying things for, maybe I should buy that dress if I do something smart. No, I wear blazers, t-shirts, jeans, heels. That's really it. Anyway, if you haven't already, please go back through the archives and listen to those episodes. That one has been a real game changer, and it's kind of been a bit of a sleeper hit, because I did it. It was fantastic. I had an epiphany. It was like, oh, this is amazing. But then every single day, I appreciate the fact that I did it. And yes, it was a couple of days work all in the big clear out, then kind of, you know, organizing all the stuff to sell it and whatnot. But the benefits have been incredible and are with me every day. And you wear clothes every single day, and organizing it and making it efficient has been a real game changer for me. So yes, if you haven't already, maybe give that a go. Anyway, back to spending or not spending. So there are a few reasons to do this. So the first is, I tend not to carry cash around with me. I use my cards. And in preparing for this habit, I've read some stats that suggest that when you pay almost exclusively with a card or via a non-physical payment means like an app or your phone, you're likely to spend 3 times as much as if you were spending the actual cold hard cash. And I can totally believe that, because when you can't see it, it is a little bit like Monopoly money when you can't actually, you know, when you're not actually handing over the cash, it's a bit like online shopping or, yeah, you know, it's just, it's a transaction. It's a few clicks. It's no different from typing in a Word document. You know, you type in a few bits, click a few things, hit return, and boom, all of a sudden, you know, your package is on its way. The second thing is my first 26 habits was no shop-bought coffee. And one of the reasons I wanted to tackle that was because when I was doing my tax return and filing all my receipts, I realised I was spending around £40 a week on coffee, which when you add that up over the course of 12 months becomes nearly a grand, nearly £1,000 or around £1,000. I can't remember, but I remember just thinking, this is a number I don't want to look at, you fool. It's just ridiculous when you consider, A, it's a non-essential item, and you know how much I love coffee, but it is a non-essential item, and B, it's something I can make myself for a fraction of the price. So maybe the spending freeze, the kind of going cold turkey, will highlight more non-essential spending I'm doing that I'm not even realising I'm doing. And thirdly, 26 Habits is about making and breaking habits, and a freeze could break the habit of impulse spending. Now, I like to think I'm not that much of an impulse shopper. It's yet another area of my life where I'm an overthinker. But you never know. Plus, it'll build that muscle of being more mindful about money, about what money I am spending. So I think it will just be interesting for reframing my perspective on how I spend, for the good and for the bad, how I'm spending for the good and how I'm spending for the bad, and what I can do more of and what I can do less of. I think that will be really interesting. And I think 2 weeks is a really good amount of time to figure that out. And also, every time I want to spend, I'm going to make a note of the cost or value and tot it up, whether that's, you know, on my phone or on a piece of paper, I don't know, but I'm going to tot it up. And at the end of the 2 weeks, I'm going to see what that amounts to. Now, obviously, this is quite difficult if, you know, I'm not going browsing in a shop and who knows, I could have bought a pair of earrings or something. But just talking about things, I think in the moment, oh, I really fancy a coffee or I really fancy a this. I'm just going to think, right, I'll just top that up. Then much like the cost of coffee built up, I can assess how my savings could build up. And if I cut down, I could work out how much that could potentially come to in a year. And that's quite interesting to me because I like to think I spend my money wisely. I like to think that I'm not an overspender. And I like to think that I put money to one side, but I don't actually, I've never been one of those people who puts aside a pocket or a pile, you know, for a holiday or something like that. So I think that could be really interesting. So for the next episode, when we revisit this halfway through, I will take a look at some budgeting apps and see what they're all about. I hadn't thought about using one, but maybe after this 2 weeks, it'll be a good idea to use an app to help me maintain my new spending habits. So have any of you ever implemented a spending freeze or really made drastic changes to how you spend your money? And if so, why? Was it an exercise in saving, in cutting down, or to squirrel away some money for something special like a wedding or a holiday? Why not let me know in the Facebook group? The link to join will be in the show notes, and I'm really interested to hear about your experiences with saving or cutting down and how you got through a spending freeze, because I think this actually might be more of a challenge than I'm realising. So although I sound quite chirpy now, I think I'm going to get a mood on over this. I think I'm going to go into a grump. Something's going to happen and I'm going to think, I just want the coffee. For goodness sake, what is wrong with that? And I'm going to have to go, no, you can't have it. So bear with me. Thank you so much for listening. As ever, it's always a delight to hear from you. Please do email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on social media where I'm at Emma Guns on Twitter and Instagram. And I know a lot of you do message, DM me on there. And also there's obviously the Facebook group and the links will be in the show notes. And if you are enjoying the podcast, if you're enjoying 26 Habits, I would be so grateful if you could go to wherever it is that you listen, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Acast, or any other streaming service. And if you could hit that subscribe button so that you don't ever miss out on an episode. And if you are enjoying it and they give you the opportunity, I would be delighted if you could rate it with 5 stars and write a couple of sentences perhaps about an episode that you've liked or why you like the show. It's very generous of you to do so. So thank you in advance if you do. It's been a delight to be with you. I'm off to go and tighten my purse strings and I will see you on the next one.